You say we don't know. We say we don't know. We say Trek This Out.
Hello, folks, and welcome to this very special edition of Trek This Out. This is kind of in-between episode to keep things ticking over. And tonight, I'm afraid, it's just the three of us tonight. The three doctors, almost. You've got William Hartnell. He's the grumpy one. That's Sookie.
I'm not the grumpy one. How dare you? I'm quite cheerful.
You've got Patrick Troughton. That's the clown. That's Deb.
Yay! I like that.
And you've got John Pertwee, the dandy. That's me, Drew.
The boring one.
Yeah, exactly.
Who
can't deny.
No!
James Bond. There we are, coming for the sheet to start with.
Yes.
So, so if you can't hear me, tell me.
No, it sounds good so far.
It's a pity we are hearing you.
Yeah, I'm at my parents' again, so you may get a guest appearance, but I've drugged them up with white wine and coffee.
Oh, excellent. But who's looking after them then downstairs if you've drugged them up like that?
Oh, they'll be fine for a bit.
Shall we kick off with a bit of a Trek then? So I guess the latest thing that's completely finished is the very short Treks. 5 episodes, 2 or 3 minutes each on YouTube. It's good that they're not locked behind a Netflix or Amazon Prime or Paramount Plus. They're giving us the three Trek. Which is good. Now, I don't think you've seen them, Deb, but you have, Sookie.
Yes, I enjoyed them. They are quite funny. I found them quite funny. There has been some criticism about them, but as the showrunner on them, because he's the one that's created and written, I think, and directed all 5 of them, he has says these aren't canon. And this is just a bit of fun, celebrating the 50th anniversary of the animated series. And I've really enjoyed all of them, especially little cameos that have been popping up left, right and centre through these episodes. And they're quite fast and quite short to watch as well, because they're only a couple of minutes long, 2-3 minutes maximum. And they seem to pack a lot of stuff in. And I really enjoyed the humour. And I know, as it says, Deb hasn't watched it. So what do you think about it, Drew?
Yeah, well, like you said, they're very divisive, aren't they? There's so much criticism they're getting. But, I mean, they pushed my buttons completely on the enjoyment scale. I think the person who the showrunner was in charge of Adult Swim, like, about 20 years ago. And it's the same kind of humour. If you liked Adult Swim 20 years ago, you're going to enjoy these, like, stupid, silly fun. Which, yeah, I thought that was great. Put it very funny, a lot of them, especially The Worst Contact. But we won't go into any details, Deb, because you've got to watch it. But yeah, brilliant. Excellent.
Where do they stand with the writer's strike? Are they not covered?
Don't know. I mean, no one's really been promoting them, have they? It's a bit like Lower Decks. They're coming out, but just not really anyone doing any promotion.
Well, I think the websites, Star Trek main websites, they have been promoting them. YouTube has been promoting them. But as he says, with the actor strike, they couldn't really have most of these people coming back and saying, look, please check this out. Because, you know, they're on strike. But the fact that they're self-contained little 2-minute, 3-minute clips doesn't really need to have too much promotion for them. You just bang them out right under the Star Trek banner on the Star Trek YouTube site, and they should get loads of views. Should have got loads of views, and I'm pretty sure they have. And they might have been a bit out there as for the humor, because it is, as Drew says, it is adult humor, because there is poop jokes in there. There's there's all sorts of devs when you watch it. It'll be up your street, but I'll tell you.
You might have to explain it to me.
I can't explain it to you. You have to watch the episode, and then
understand the adult bits.
Oh, the adult bits. You'll definitely understand the adult bits.
Yeah, definitely toilet humour is the level. So the other thing, so what are we on? Episode 9 of Lower Decks just come out. So we've got just the last episode next week now. You two been catching up with that?
I'm not quite up to date because I've been at my parents' and my niece's for a week and a half, travelling around a bit, and then working late as well. It's not good, is it, really? Work.
Work, and now play.
Yes. Well, I hope you're avoiding spoilers. And Mike McMahon was saying about watching them immediately or otherwise
yes,
avoiding the spoilers because, there's some pretty big things happening in episode 9. Well, in some ways, pretty big. I'm not going to say anything, though.
I heard that, but I was going to watch it last night, but I had to watch Voyager instead.
Yes.
Which we will review. We will review that.
Yes, we'll get round to that, definitely.
Yeah,
so I've got that last episode to watch, but somebody has spoiled returning character for me.
So difficult to avoid it. And then I saw these screenshots and I started looking at it. I thought, no, I must look. So tonight, hopefully after my parents gone to bed, I'll have a look.
Oh, well, yes. I am really enjoying this series of Lower Decks. They've always been great. You know, you just watch them and there's always something going on, especially the little Easter eggs that you suddenly appear. Mm-hmm. I mean, the one I really enjoyed, have you seen the episode 8, Caves?
Yes.
The one where it's all set in a cave, but it's different storylines, but it's the same cave background. And I just loved that episode, the way they were taking the original series concept of using the same cave setting.
Oh, I see.
Right, and setting different stories on different planets. And then they use this in this story, and because they look exactly the same. They have three little different stories set on three different planets.
Good.
And it's just fantastic.
A bit like Betchworth Quarry would have been.
Yes.
Oh, yes, for Blake Seven, Doctor Who, loads of things.
We used to go there quite a lot as it gradually turned into a landfill site. And we still managed to sneak in, but you started sinking and it just wasn't good. The smell was getting awful. That was quite impressive. I don't know how they've managed to film there because it was the clay was so claggy that you had to chisel it off your boots sort of for weeks later.
But talking about Voyager, as Deb mentioned, we will get back to reviewing Counterpoint as soon as possible. Sarah's had a family emergency, so this is why we're now just filling in with this little filler episode, basically. Right. So, but we will get back to doing Counterpoint as soon as we can.
Yes, hold your thoughts.
Yes.
Well, it was nice to get some feedback. I saw there was a few coming in, including from Lindsay, which was nice.
Yes, Lindsay.
Yeah, excellent.
I threatened that if she didn't, I would say it was rubbish.
Yes, I saw that. Okay. She's already been argumentative in an email she sent it to us. Right, fantastic, Lins. going back to Lower Decks, give us your opinion on what you've been thinking, Drew.
Oh, I absolutely love it. I'm officially saying that Lower Decks is now my favourite Star Trek series. It's excellent. I love it so much. I'm looking forward to watching the last episode, and I'm going to go back to the beginning and just do a rewatch on all of them because it's excellent. Brilliant. For 90s Star Trek fans like myself, it's just continuing the excellence.
Yes. Yes, I think that's a good idea to go back and watch it from the beginning because there's so much there, isn't there? The pace of it as well, but that it's so easy to miss things. And I think the Strange New Worlds episode has made me love it even more, really. I don't know, it just sort of made it even richer, the crossover.
Yes, I was going to mention the Strange New Worlds. The fact that these characters could easily be live action as well because portrayed by Jack Quaid and Tawny Newsom, right? Easily one of the best performances as a guest for guest actors on Strange New Worlds. Great, go on, Drew.
Did you see, although not official, there's hints that there might be another crossover episode between Lower Decks and Strange New Worlds. There was some mentions on Twitter, it's from one of the conventions or something. There was hints of that there may be another one coming. So,
which direction, though? Would they be going to Strange New Worlds, or would Strange New World characters be going onto Lower Decks, as in voiceover?
Right. That's a good question.
Right. I mean, they could easily do it to Lower Decks because it's just voiceover. But with the Strange New Worlds live action thing, I'd love to see how that would play out again. I mean, would it be like if they've already been to the well once and it was super satisfying, would the second time round be just as good? Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
Unless it was different characters. But I'm not sure how it would work.
It might be interesting having Tendy and Rutherford being there.
I'd love to see a live action Tendy.
Well, yeah, just after watching her in Very Short Treks, I'd love to see it in a live action again. But I've been watching Rutherford in Loki just recently as well, because Eugene Cordero, I don't know how to pronounce his surname, but he's one of the people in the TVA, right? And I didn't realise it was him until I started reading the cast cast names and so on. Oh, it's the same actor.
So should we move on to another different series? And that's Doctor Who, because there's been a lot of Doctor Who news coming out, hasn't there? We've got the dates. In fact, Suki, do you want to take over the helm for the Who news?
I can do, yes. So we've got the confirmed dates for the three David Tennant and Catherine Tate specials. And they're all going to be on a Saturday, 25th of November for the Starby, 2nd of December for Wild Blue Yonder, and the 9th of December for the Giggle.
Oh, that's cool. 25th of November, I'll be in Wales.
Will you be able to watch it?
Yeah, my friends are Who fans, so that's great. We can have a Doctor Who festival, because you'll know all the locations as well. So, yeah, in Swansea.
Oh, it's nice.
Excellent.
Right.
So I didn't figure that out. I've got to go down to see a young person with work, so I get my train fare paid as well.
Bonus.
Oh, that's exciting. Oh, I was excited anyway, but I'm even more excited because I think that's the best person to watch Doctor Who with. She was the person who got me into Star Trek as Hazel.
Excellent.
We were on a Doctor Who location tour and we were filming a version of, we were filming, that was the first time, we were filming around the sets and taking photographs. And the second time we went, actually, after, because she said, oh, it's a pity you're not into Star Trek. And then she lent me some episodes and I became a huge Data fan. And then we went back again and we did a version of Blake 7, The Next Generation.
Oh, that sounds good. Is it still available somewhere on YouTube, is it?
For complications, there are... No, it never went on YouTube. And I think it only exists on VHS. So we do need to get it crossed over at some point while we still can. Yeah.
So anyway, yes, back to anyway. The Who news. Because it's the other side of it that we've got is a lot of it is coming to iPlayer, isn't it?
Yes, this is something that I never thought I'd see, and it's incredible this has happened in the last few weeks. From what I've heard, it's been planned for a while now. But all the classic Who, minus some stories, is coming to BBC iPlayer and BBC Sounds. Now, BBC iPlayer is apparently having most of the episodes from the beginning to the end of Classic Who. There's going to be some episodes that will not be on there, including the first four, because there's a contract dispute between the son of the original writer and the BBC. So we probably will be seeing them. There's some missing episodes that have been animated in the past, and they are all appearing on, or most of them will also be on this iPlayer website. The missing episodes that have not been animated are apparently going to be put out as podcasts and are going to be available on BBC Sounds. So you will get stories such as, I think, Marco Polo and others that have not been animated. That might be The Crusades, I think, is another one that was never animated. But there is two episodes which exist and two episodes which are missing. So all these missing episodes will appear either as animation, or which has already been released, or will appear as a podcast released. So you can, go right from the Daleks, which is the second story, all the way to the end of Sylvester McCoy's, in fact, all the way up to Paul McGann's story on Classic Who, and you'll be able to watch everything on iPlayer. Now, whether this is available around the world or it's just for UK viewers and listeners is another point. I'm not sure. Some people with better knowledge on what's been set up will have to let me know. But at the moment, most of Classic Who is actually coming to BBC iPlayer and BBC Sounds, which is fantastic. Absolutely fantastic.
It's excellent news, unless you thought you'd finally caught up with all your Star Wars and Star Trek watching, and now all of a sudden, there's a whole lot more TV to watch.
Well, it isn't for me, because I've seen or listened to all of the Who in the past. Right, so I've collected it, as you can see, from on my head, right, for these two here who are watching me. Behind my head, I've got all the episodes anyway, right, either on DVD, Blu-ray, or on the CD.
You should do a selfie, really. If people, you know, everybody should see what we're seeing at the moment.
I'll send you a picture, which will go on Twitter. I'll put it on Twitter, and everybody can see what they can see from the background. But
very impressive.
I won't have to dip it. I think more likely, if I have to review an episode, I might not have to go to behind me and pick a disc off or find it on the Blu-ray. I could just open a BBC iPlayer and it'll be on there.
Oh, it's such a hassle putting DVDs in players nowadays, isn't it? I can't be bothered to do that. If it's not streaming, I don't want to watch it.
Okay.
I like DVD. I like watching all the, well, not DVD, Jason Isaac speaks. I like watching all the commentary and the interviews and the bits that got missed out and the audio commentary.
This is it, right? With the Doctor Who content these days, right, you have so much behind the scenes stuff put on the discs for when they're released, and that is the ideal thing to get, is that, because we don't know how long this stuff might stay on BBC iPlayer, because they might decide, you know, we've had it contracted for 2 years, that's it, we're going to take it off after 2 years, so therefore you've lost all that content there. I do know that there's going to be some behind the scenes footage, there's going to be documents are going to be released, there's going to be value added content that have been previously released, I think, on the DVDs, that's going to be on there. So there's going to be a huge amount of stuff that is going to be available for you guys to watch. And by all means...
Just us.
Well, just for you. Just for you, babe. Just for you. Only you. Not Drew. Just you. But there's going to be loads of stuff for you just to look through and read and investigate and think, oh wow, is this what happened here, and this is what happened there, and this is the person that wrote this, that, and then it's just going to be so much information, which is great. I think personally it's going to be a valuable aid to a lot of people just to be able to understand these stories. And also, when you go from, when we're going to be reviewing Doctor Who stories on my other podcast around the console, the Doctor Who one, and this will be an ideal thing to have in the background, because I can go around checking out whatever information has been released. I mean, I've got quite a lot of information anyway. I've got reference books, magazines, and all sorts of stuff. But to have it all on one side, and quickly go, oh, this is, and I'll have it all at the touch of my finger, end of my fingertips.
100%. Yeah, definitely. I think the only thing we need now, Deb, is some Blake Seven on the BBC iPlayer, really.
Yes, yes, definitely. Mm. We do have, I mean, I can put the link out again on Track This Out Twitter or X or whatever.
Oh, this week.
Or Elon. Yeah, so anyway, we do have a Black Seven celebration coming up at Steventon. I think it's July. I'll need to put the dates out. They sell out very quickly. In the past, they have been although we've lost Stephen Drive, which is a tragedy because he's such a nice guy. If you've never met him, that is a big loss. He was the most enthusiastic about doing the Blake Seven get-togethers. And it is a small event where the actors are very friendly and intimate. It's only for about half a day at Village Hall, say near Oxford and Didcot. And they are very special events. But Stephen was always the most enthusiastic, and he always raises money for the actors, usually the actors that die. I imagine it must have been Stephen that decided to have a more general celebration this time, which is nice. In fact, we talked about it last time because he gave me a lift to the event because I was navigating. And we talked about how it was a shame it was only in memory, and you know, when actors have died, it would be nice to do a celebration. But Hazel, who I'm talking about with Doctor Who coming up, she is one of the organisers of that. I just do the tombola, which has the most amazing and unique prizes that you could imagine. So it's always worth coming to the tombola as well.
Excellent.
It's very, it's not expensive, but it is, if you can have a chance of coming, it is, it's well worth it because it's small, it sells out very quickly.
You're going to put in all the details on the Twitter feed.
And still a lot of love for Blake Seven.
100%.
Oh, yeah, there is. I mean, I'm listening to two Blake Seven podcasts at the moment, which is Jim Cameron's Mutoid.
Yes. Excellent, isn't it?
And there's. I think Dave Kitchen has got his Blake Seven podcast still going as well. So there's a couple of podcasts out there.
Yeah, I know you've got a plan here. When do I get my slot?
We'll come to you at the end of the episode.
2 seconds.
Yeah.
So talking about celebrity and actor death. So of course we've had pretty terrible news today about Matthew Perry. I mean, I can't wangle him into any kind of sci-fi genre, but still, I think for 90s kids ish like us, a big older impact on the TV scene with Friends.
Yeah,
it was very kind of to lump me in with the 90s, but even then I don't think anybody could failed to see the impact of Friends, and then also know Matt Perry's own struggles as well. There was something on Twitter that he'd said about himself and how he wanted to be remembered, because I think there's issues about, do you say what a great actor he was? Do you talk about his drug and alcohol issues? His amazing comedy timing. He talked about the help that he offered other people and the things he did to combat addiction for others and setting up a safe place for people. And he said he always, if someone asked for help, he never said no, he always helped. And that's how he wanted to be remembered, as someone that tried to help others.
Yeah, towards the end, he definitely tried to help people in the same sort of situation that he'd been in. It's a sad loss for most of us, because we, as Drew says, we have sort of grown up watching him in our 20s or so, where when he was on Friends all the way through that series. And he, to be honest, I think out of the six characters, he was actually my favorite, because he was extremely sarcastic. He had the physical humor as well in the way he just portrayed the character and the looks he sometimes gave to other characters when they came up with said something funny. The look he'd give would make it even funnier. And I followed his career since he left Friends. I mean, I watched all 3 or 4 of his sitcoms that he did after he left Friends. Like Hot Shot, I think you've got The Good Friend, not The Good, The Odd Couple. He did 2 seasons of that as well. Mm. All right, and I watched all of that. There was a couple of others, Mr. Sunshine, I think was another one, and all of them were just excellent vehicles for him. But I think maybe his problems just got too much, for him to be able to keep maintaining his comedic presence on the telly. I mean, he hadn't acted, I don't think, since 2017, 18 or something like that. He decided to concentrate on his well-being, which is what he needed to do. And from what people have been saying, I think he was quite positive in his last few months, especially with that statement that he did put out about how he would like to be remembered. He's somebody that helped people instead of just being one of the 6 that was on Friends. I just think it is a sad, sad loss. And I was awake last night because of night shift, and the news came through on my phone on Twitter X. But when I went to the official site, nobody was mentioning it. It took them about an hour and a half, 2 hours before the official sites confirmed it, but even though it actually been mentioned all over the internet that he'd passed away. So yeah, they just needed to confirm it. They didn't want one of these false stories going ahead, just in case he was wrong. Drew, what'd you say?
Yeah, it's shocking news, definitely. Yeah, I heard this morning, and yeah, shocking. And 100%, he seems like he had demons that he battled with, but he was, I don't know, you know, we don't know the full details of it yet, but he sounded like he might have come out the other side of it all and had a positive influence on what he was trying to do in the world. But shocking. That's my comment. Shocking.
Yeah, shocking. From what I believe, he'd got a sober living companion with him to help him stay off the various demons that he was keeping him, that plagued him in the past. So he had somebody staying with him. So he was, by all, from what I've heard, clean with everything. It's just one of these things. That's just happened. It's just another medical thing that must have happened to him, and that's why.
I don't know. There were a couple of tweets that he did very recently, after about a year. Which, we'll find out anyway.
So, Deb, did you have something you was going to put in about now?
Oh, it could be about now if you want. It was going to be my Jason Isaacs zone.
We're always happy to hear Jason Isaacs news and your escapades.
Do I get a jingle? Jason Isaac news.
There you go. There's your jingle.
Perfect.
All right. So coming out in December, we think now, is going to be a series on ITVX called Archie, which is the life of Archibald Leach, otherwise known as Cary Grant, which is a fascinating story. And when we saw Jason a year ago, he showed us the pictures which are now coming out, and we were just like flabbergasted about how amazing he looks with the makeup. He plays Cary Grant, Archie Leach, over quite a few decades, so there's a lot of makeup involved, but it looks incredible. But if you want one exclusive, which we haven't, because there was a lot of stuff that he tells us that we don't pass on, because he can be quite a chatterbox. We asked him, so did you get to keep any of the suits? Because the suits looked absolutely incredible. And he said, you know, they measured him for the suits and they fitted him exactly to the centimetre And they still wouldn't let him keep him, even though they wouldn't fit anybody else. And he was most miffed about that. Archie, or Cary Grant's, because he did change his name to Cary Grant, wife, ex-wife and daughter were involved. And so much thought's gone into telling the story. It's going to be amazing. And the last thing Jason did, which was like a character acting of a living person, was he played in Steptoe and Sonny, Harry H. Corbett, and absolutely transformed on that as well. Brown contact lenses again. It's going to be amazing when it comes out. I really hope that he gets credit. But it's coming out on the stream service, ITVX to start with. It will be on BritBox and it will then be on the main ITV later. So whether that messes up the impact, I don't know. The other thing, in a couple of weeks, we will hopefully see him in Leash. He's at a Harry Potter signing at a shop in Belgium, Leash. Anyway, we're going there. Hopefully he's also going to be at a Macmillan fundraiser in Oxford on the 9th, I think, of December at Christchurch. Yes, and then in, I think, February the 8th or 9th, he's in France. But hopefully we'll have some gossip in a couple of weeks. And it's going to be a book shop, so a Harry Potter shop, so it will be his time has been bought by then, so I doubt if we'll get much time to ask him to do anything. But if we do, we could maybe get him to do something for the pod.
Oh, yes.
What would we like him to say, if we can?
Well, just say you're listening to Check This Out podcast would be one thing. Anything else would be a bonus.
Jason Isaac news, that's what you should say. And now here is Jason Isaacs news.
With your correspondent, Jason Isaacs.
Just out of from Matt Perry, you know, linked to Jason, is that just shows it could have been anyone, because, you know, until he was 30, Jason was an addict with drugs and drink, and he's still very much needs support from people to stay sober sometimes. It could be, you know, it could be anybody. It's
definitely.
I don't think I don't think anyone listening would judge anyone for being an addict. And it's about supporting.
We've all got our own vices, haven't we?
Absolutely. I mean, Jason Isaacs.
Doctor Who? Are you, Chucky?
Yeah.
Yes, my vices range from Doctor Who, podcasting, staying away from my wife. Oh, sorry, did I say that out loud? yes, we're going to crack on before, because I did say it was going to be a quick flipping 45 minutes.
Oh, something else which is good on telly. I know it's not sci-fi, but it's sort of fantasy. Ghosts. I just love Ghosts. Superb. That's my favourite thing on television at the moment. Yeah. And I've watched all but the last episode, because I just think that would be too sad. And then there's the Christmas special. But I just love that programme. It's just perfect.
I think the final episode, the Christmas episode, is going to be the sad one. That'll be the one, because that's the one where they all sign off. So that's going
to
be the same.
Well, we don't know yet what's going to happen as to whether they get sucked off or whether it...
You know what? I've got my head. I don't think they'll get sucked off. And I think the boyfriend, he will get to see the girls. That's my opinion for that.
Or the baby. It's going to be something to do with the baby, isn't it?
The baby will be the one that can see ghosts. When
because I think it's already been said that babies can see ghosts.
Well, yeah, it does help with filming as well, because, you know, if they've got the actors milling around the baby, they can say, well, I don't see nothing, can I?
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah,
I've got the book coming tomorrow.
Yeah, oh yeah, there is a book. I've just been listening to Matthew Bainton on You're Dead to Me, which is a BBC Sounds podcast, and he's discussing medieval ghosts, and it's from the same people that the same person that made Horrible Histories, which was Matthew Painter's original show on CBBC.
Oh, they were all together. That's how they met.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that would be something to if you got a chance to listen to that as well.
Excellent. Well, yeah, I mean, there's something I was going to say. If we've been through all the Trek and the Who news, I don't think there's any more, is there? Sirky?
Yes. Well, Prodigy has been saved. I forgot to mention Star Trek Prodigy is first season. I think is now on Netflix, and the second season will appear next year, 2024, on Netflix as well. Whether they'll do it as two 10-part episode seasons or in one complete dump, I don't know. But from what I've read, Prodigy is back, and if it's success, they might continue on Netflix rather than just. But if it isn't, success. I can't say the word. They might just, from what I've read, again, what I read is that they have got a definitive ending for the series. So you will have like 40 episodes, which is like a complete story. But if they wanted to continue, they can continue on. I wanted to ask Drew, though, because he apparently went and saw Patrick Stewart.
Yes, I did. Yeah, I saw him at the Royal Festival Hall with his book, Making It So. He's on the promotional tour. I think he was also on Graham Norton the night before. So that was good, going to see old Sir Pat. I saw quite a few familiar Twitter faces. I saw there was a big queue because you got a free copy of the book with the ticket. So there was a massive queue going all the way around the venue for everyone queuing up to get their particular book, because obviously I had to check you had a ticket and you hadn't just walked off the street. So, yeah, I saw a lot of the Twitterati Trek people in the queue there. And quite a few Starfleet uniforms as well in out and about. And yeah, it's good. I think he was talking for about an hour, and of course, Star Trek come up quite a lot. It's a good, fun evening's worth of entertainment.
Nice. Yeah. Sarah was there, from what I saw on her Instagram. I know she went there. Who else did you see?
I saw Connie from Twitter. I saw various people. In fact, it's quite difficult to remember everyone I saw. There was a lot of familiar London Trekkie people there.
I did see the picture of you and your missus just sitting there.
Yes.
Massive grins on your face.
Dragged her along, yes. So we got two copies of the book, actually, one for each eye.
All right, how much are you knocking them out for?
Oh, that's a very good question. I've already promised the second copy to someone, to a fellow Trek fan.
Oh, it's a shame. No,
it's good, though. Very good. The tickets weren't cheap, but, goes with the territory, doesn't it?
Very special.
Mm.
He lives near here. I could nip over and get another one.
Yeah, you should do. I did think, in fact, on his Instagram, I did see him popping into a very small bookshop. I got a feeling that was in Oxford, wasn't it?
Yeah, Woodstock, yeah.
Said he was driving past, saw it in the window and popped in. I mean, that would be spectacular, wouldn't it? If he's in that shop at that point.
Yeah.
I've always wondered about some authors and people that have got their books out. Did they go past these shops? And as on a whim, just pop in and see their book and just sign it and put it back on the shelf and walk off.
I've definitely seen that on Twitter and that.
I have. Who is it? Neil Gaiman, I think, does it in airports. If he's waiting at an airport and he sees his books, he signs it. So it might be other people as well.
That's just one of the. I'd read it somewhere. I don't know which author it was, but I just wondered about if people like Patrick Stewart.
It's definitely a thing.
See their book, sign it, walk off, and leave it.
Then get arrested for graffiti. Oh, it's my book.
Has anybody got any news before I go on to or Drew goes on to what we've been watching. Anymore?
Yes. I already did my what have I been watching? Ghosts.
I know. I'm going to link to that in 2 seconds. So is there any more news?
I ain't got nothing there.
Okay. So we've heard that obviously you're watching Ghosts, Deb, and you are as well, Siki. What has anyone else been watching? Anything else in the sci-fi genre or otherwise?
I've been watching Loki, which has been the first 3 episodes have been out, and it's just excellent. It's just you just don't know what is going on at all, but the visuals are great. The acting is top notch. I'm just loving that. Ahsoka, I finished watching a few weeks ago. I weren't familiar with some of the characters in Ahsoka because they all refer back to 2 cartoons, which was like the Clone Wars and Rebels. And so I weren't that familiar with some of them. Since then, I have gone back to Clone Wars and started from the beginning because I'm like that. I can't watch a series without starting from the beginning. So I need to start from the beginning. And I'm halfway through season 1. So I can get familiar with some of the characters that have suddenly appeared in Ahsoka. But Ahsoka was good. I think it was a bit too long. There was too many. Let's put the just say it as it was. I found it a bit boring, right? In between, this could have been instead of an 8 episode, 6-8 episode series. This could have easily been a 3 or 4 episode mini series easily because there's a lot of just lingering shots. I mean, it looked gorgeous, great, but you just didn't need it.
I've watched Ahsoka. I thought it was really good, actually. I didn't find it that boring or anything.
I did say it was boring. It is boring.
I mean, I don't mind a lingering shot of old Rosario Dawson, to be honest. That suits me. I would watch her for an hour.
I don't mind watching Rosario Dawson with a lightsaber doing action bits. But when she's just standing there looking pensive and off into the distance, and instead of having like a 3 or 4 second shot, it seems to be like about 10, 15, 20 second shot. You just don't need it. And I thought, you know, I can understand they're trying to build atmosphere. But to me, I just think they could have easily lost 1 or 2 episodes from the running time. And it still made it a lot more. Much quicker, much faster to get there. And again, it finishes on a cliffhanger. I'm not going to spoil it for anybody, but it does finish on a cliffhanger, and nobody's guaranteed. It hasn't been guaranteed a second series. So, I mean, I don't know if that's still down to the writer's strike or the actor strike or whatever before they confirm anything. But there's nothing out there just to say anything. The only other thing I've been really watching, and people should be watching this show, is What We Do in the Shadows. I've binged 4 seasons of that in the last 2 weeks. And I've got the 5th season to watch from basically after I edited this episode. I'll watch that. And I just think that's one of the best things on the television right now. Fantastic. What have you guys been watching?
What We Do in the Shadows, I've watched the first series. I enjoyed it, but there was so much hype and we had to wait so long to see it. I know there are that, you know, I it's not out on BBC yet, is it?
The first 3 seasons were on the BBC. I think the next load went on to Disney Plus, but I couldn't tell you if that's still the case. But that was a while ago. I last saw that.
Oh, no, I'm not thinking of that one. I'm thinking of the pirate one.
Oh, Our Flag Means Death.
Oh, yeah, yes.
Same people ish. Crowded Room was, it's not sci-fi, it's sort of psychological drama. I thought it was excellent. Tom Holland was amazing. And
I know about this one, yeah.
Yeah, incredible. That was on Apple TV. I believe. The acting of Tom Holland was stunning for a young guy. And see why it took so much out of him. I thought that was incredible. don't know, watch Formula One, Mexican Grand Prix.
Cars going round and round.
But yes, cars going round and round, and sometimes not going round and round. So that's exciting.
Oh, well, myself, I've been, and the thing is, it's listening to so many different podcasts. I watched original series A Piece of the Action for the excellent broadcast podcast. It's a classic episode of TOS, which is good. Voyager, I'm on my rewatch of season one, which is excellent as well. And Stargate Atlantis season four. See, I don't watch anything apart from science fiction, I'm afraid. So I can't comment on ghosts or anything else.
You should watch Ghosts. It's excellent.
Yeah, you've got to watch Ghosts.
It takes a while to get into it because, like anything, you're setting up the characters. And the best thing about Ghosts is as you learn about the ghosts' lives and deaths and it's just brilliant.
Have you watched the American version?
Yeah, I have. Don't like it as much.
Oh, I think they're very similar, but at the same time, very different, especially with the history of the characters. The way they've done it is they've taken the characters, but they've just made American versions of them. Mm. But they've
well, it has to be relevant. Yeah, it has to be relevant to the history. It's been, it's going to happen on loads of different countries now. A lot of, I think there's Italy, Germany, load of countries have picked it up. And of course, if you're looking at historical equivalents of the characters, then does that mean that they have a Nazi? Which was something that Jim Howick said. I guess they could have someone from the First World War if they wanted to avoid that. But
yeah, I don't think they'll do something controversial as putting a Nazi as one of the main characters. I think
a gay Nazi. Because the captain is gay, but he's a bit closeted. But very oppressed.
Very good, very good show. You've got to watch it, Drew, when you get a chance. When you get a chance. And there are six episodes, a series. Yeah,
just get over the first few episodes of the first series because that is just setting the scene and that's sort of quite mainstream in a sense, and you think, oh, it's just going to be a sitcom, and then the characters really become sort of more in depth, and yeah, I just love it. And I what's your favorite character, Suki?
In both series, in my favorite character in the UK version is Pat. I like Pat. He's just eternally optimistic. I just think he's fantastic. And I also like Robin, the character.
I like Robin. Robin's my favourite.
He's brilliant. And on the American version, it's the guy that plays the captain equivalent. The red coat in America on American. I don't know.
But it was much. This is going off. But I just thought it was much more overt because the captain in the American version, it was made clear that he was gay and in love with this character. There was no subtlety about it.
Well, they have now gone on to actually making him gay on the show, and he has got a boyfriend and everything. Yeah, it's not subtle or anything.
No, exactly. None of it was subtle because of it was only, I think, in the first series that he went off, and because they're camping at the end somewhere else in the grounds, aren't they? His boyfriend, and his boyfriend said, "Yeah, I fancy you too." And I thought, "No, this is not what it." Oh, I don't know. Anyway, I just liked the fact that it was a secret, and it was the captain was quite repressed, and it was his dark secret that he wasn't going to tell anyone.
Yes, let's wrap this up so I can.
Yes, so. If we've covered all what we've been watching and sci-fi news, perhaps time to wrap this not-so-short podcast up. So you have been listening this week to the trio of Suki, Deb and Drew, and this has been Trek This Out.
Bye!
Thank you for
Hello.
Listening.
Bye! Our ramblings later. Where the hell's this end? There she is. Yeah! thank you for listening. And you can find us all on Twitter as a group. You can find us on at TrekThisOutPod, or you can go to our Facebook page at TrekThisOut. Just Google that. You can find me on Twitter as SideMount_151.
So you can find me on Twitter as at Vintage1983V if you're into Star Trek shitposting and a lot of other thirst. If you particularly like to follow me Star Trek art, have a look on Instagram for Vin of the Basement.
And I'm just Lufdee, L-U-F-F-D-E-E, on Twitter. But if you are interested in knowing our obsession about Jason Isaacs, you can find me, Kat, and Andrea posting weird stuff about Jason Isaacs. Hashtag Team Basement.
And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram as 23BDI.
But yeah, I can remember us, we were using the original location. We were going around a car park in Yorkshire, round a coloured football, and leaning out the window and pointing and going, Aaron! Because it was where they filmed, was it Children of the... it was where there was the big reservoir, which says danger, keep out, but we're at it. And then
you could ignore that.
And the other side there was, I'm going off a tangent now. The other side there was a bit of a forest, so we decided to use that then as well, a big wood. And we were sat there filming with snazzy silver costumes and sci-fi guns, and some people had replica uniforms and outfits. And we were sat around, and all of a sudden we heard a motorised buggy coming along, and we thought, oops. So they said, look innocent, look. Look like like we fit in. So I started going, come by, my lord, come by. We all sat around and everyone was joining, come by. And he came up to us and he looked at us and he said, you're not going to start any fires, are you? And we went, no. Nope. Oh, that's okay. Then he just went away again.
Just the singing, no campfire. Singing. You got to get the singing in every episode now, haven't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And then, and also because we were huge fans of comic strip, Detectives on the Verge of a Nervous Breakdown, which you must find if you've not watched it. So they had George, Shouting George from the Weenie, or some Spanker, which was the Spender character, that would look wistfully out the window and go, no more ships on the Tides. Yes, with funnels on. And then you had the Spenders, was it? Professionals. You had George. Was it? No, the Spanking George, sort of Shouting George. There was the Jason, the character that went
Department S, Jason King.
Yeah, that's him. So you had him with going around drinking port, driving the car, his posh car, going with the crust for velvet.
This is going to be great for our younger listeners, isn't it? They're just going to completely go over the head.
Me being a younger visitor, some of that's gone right out of my head.
Gosh. Spanker was like the modern one at the time, Spender.
Yeah, and Spender, I used to watch Jimmy Nail.
Yeah.
Duvet cast.
She says as she lounges back on the couch, on the... the bed.
Before
we carry on, what's happened to your hand?
Oh, I broke my finger.
Oh, good.
I've been very brave.
Yeah.
Oh.
How did you do that?
Well, I was doing a visit at work to a house, and there was a cat. And it was quite a cluttered house, but that doesn't bother me because so's mine. And to sit on the sofa, I'd had to have either get her to sit on, this was my excuse, or I would have had to sit on the floor. And there was a cat, and it was a really cute cat. So I sat on the floor playing with the cat, who was adorable, called Charlie. And then after about an hour of, I get paid to do this, by the way, talking about the cat mostly and Formula One. I stood up, and for some reason, I must have trapped a nerve or somewhere, and my leg had just gone completely dead. It was like, I remember looking down going, well, that's weird. Have I still got a leg? And because it had gone completely, it was not in pins and needles or anything. It had just gone, it was like, I haven't got a leg. And then I toppled over and landed on my little finger, hit my little finger way down.
Nasty.
And I was very brave, and I didn't cry till I got in the car.
Held it in.
And then I had to ring my boss and go, I've had an injury. And she was going, and I said, yeah, but I've still got another visit to do. I'm not sure I should do it, because I was a bit shaky. And she said, well, put some ice on it. You'll be fine. So next day I rang up from the hospital. Got broken. It's broken.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's very brave of you to come onto our podcast now today.
Yeah. No wonder you're in bed.
It's healing very well. The ice cream helped.
Yeah. So I've just, as I said, you've been sitting there and you've been going in and out of volume with your phone, and but your hands, that glove thing's been in front of your face, and I'm thinking maybe she's covering a mic up with that glove, right? And sort of when I thought I'd better ask you about it, otherwise. I don't know if he was there, just you know.
Will somebody ask me about
my hand?
It must have been subconsciously. Ask me about my hand. Sorry, I think I'm waving it around a bit as well, so I apologise.
Loud and clear at the moment.
Thank you. If any of the quiet bits go in the podcast and people can't hear it, just be assured that you've not heard, missed anything that was interesting. I just rambled on about something.
Yes, I agree with that, Deb. Totally, 100%. Anything that you said in this episode has not been interesting.
Yeah. Blake Seven's brilliant, and so's Data, and my friend Hazel is going to be with me for Doctor Who, or I'll be down in Wales with her. That's it. See, it wasn't interesting.
I thought you were going to say you had a fight with someone who said Blake Seven's rubbish.
No, it's my left hand.
Okay.
No, yeah, she punches with the right, of course, yeah.
Yeah, you know that.
Yeah.
Hello, Mum.
Oh, we've got a cameo. Yes.
Oh, hey, there's an arm. Could be anyone's arm, that. I thought it was Jason Isaacs.
Hi. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Well, I'm okay. We're
good.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. It's been lovely having Deb home.
Oh, yes. Is she doing her fair share of the chores?
Well,
you take that as a no.
She made me a cup of coffee.
Oh, yes. Well, there we go.
They've got a new coffee machine, and yes, it's not.
Did you put a capsule in it and push a button?
Yes, but we don't know how to use it, and Deb does, so it's a good excuse when he gets a cup of coffee.
Nice.
I don't know. I'm going home tomorrow. I don't know how they're going to cope.
Oh, it's going to be back to boiling the kettle, isn't it?
I'm going to get video calls.
No, I got an idea for that.
Yeah?
You can do me a chart.
All right, okay. It's a very nice coffee machine.
Sassy Mel, by any chance?
No, it's bean to cup.
Bean to cup, right?
Bean to cup. You put beans in the top and press the button and then coffee comes.
A Melito. Melita?
Melita, yes.
Oh, so fresh beans.
Sorry?
Yeah.
Fresh beans.
And then it sucks the milk up and heats it and then squirts it into the cup. If you remember to turn the nozzle and get the steam up.
Yeah, that is a problem.
Deb, you're going to have to do this chart, you know.
Yeah.
Do the chart.
Yeah, that's what I want. Stages 1, 2, 3, 4, and then things that we got to do. Anyway,
yeah,
I leave you two friends. Bye.
Oh, Sugar, we should have asked her if she's got any Star Trek or Doctor Who or any news.
Mum, have you got any Doctor Who news?
No, she's gone. She's gone. Not to worry.
No.
Tell
me, have I got any Doctor Who news?
Have you got any news? Sci-fi related.
Pardon?
Sci-fi related.
No, sorry. I don't do that.
Oh yeah.
If you do,
she doesn't watch Doctor Who or Star Trek.
I'm boring.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
But I'm boring.
Oh.
I don't know. I don't know how she managed to born such an amazingly interesting person as me.
No, nor do I. Big shock. I mean, a surprise. Bye.
Right. Bye. Thanks, Mum. Thanks, Mum.
Deb?
Deb?
I know it's pretty thin. I have, I watched
well,
the...
she's muted. So we...
Huh? Am I muted? Am I muted?
No, you're not.
Right, yeah. No, I did see...
That's where I went to you.
Well, I was just...
can't hear you.
Huh?
I can hear Deb.
Yeah,
it's you. It's you, Turkey. You're muted. Your headphones are muted.
You just winding me up, Suki.
No, darling, it was me. My little thing had popped out of the headphones.
Oh, dear.
Maybe we need to put a spoiler warning on the beginning of this episode if you have not watched that.
Plot points. What do you think about this series?
We'll put something on. I'll bang something on at the beginning. Right.
So should we?
The next episode of Ghosts is one of my favourite because I did go ahead and watch them.
Should we do some wrapping up then?
Yeah, cool.
Wrapping up. I don't know. Are you any good at wrapping?
I'm excellent. Yeah, we did some Christmas shopping today, actually. Yeah, you can't do it too early, can you?
I went out and bought magnetic numbers and magnetic letters, an easel and blackboard, and a little a train set. And those are all Christmas presents from the grandkid.
It was my great nephew's fourth birthday, and I got him a Spider-Man T-shirt.
Nice.
He likes Batman.
Christmas has got to be getting expensive for you, Sissy, isn't it? You got more and more to buy for now.
No, because I stopped buying for the elder kids, so I don't have to worry about.
Got to have a cut off, haven't you?
Yeah, the only ones I'm buying for is the two grandkids, and that's it. If the missus wants to spend any of her money, by all means, she can do. She wants me to contribute, I shall give her 10 pence.
Have you given your Christmas list to Suki then, Troy?
Mm, yeah, 100%.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll email mine later. Yeah.
I've lost yours already, Deb.
I haven't sent it yet, don't worry.
Well, I'm pretty sure I've lost it.
I'll do it.
I'll
tonight.
Have a word with our pastor.
Yeah, definitely. I think you can get a word in with the posties.
I can definitely have a word with the posties. If you receive anything from Deb of Leicestershire, make sure you please lose that in the post. I'm not spending any more money at Christmas.
which we'll get.
I am, yes. Middle name, Scrooge.
I was just going to say, Scrooge is a definitely Dickens kind of theme get to the podcast all of a sudden.